Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ride groove system for Jungle and Old School DNB using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12. And I want to stress this right away, we are not making a shiny, generic cymbal loop. We're designing a ride part that behaves like part of the drum conversation, something that adds urgency, lift, and movement without stepping on the breakbeat's identity. In this style of music, the ride is a momentum tool. It helps the track feel faster, even when the BPM stays the same. It can sharpen the top end, make the drop feel wider, and give your arrangement that something is happening energy without adding more kick and snare clutter. So the goal here is control, phrasing, and attitude. First thing, always build around the break, not above it. Load your main breakbeat first and get that feeling right before you touch the ride. If your amen, think, or chopped break already swings properly, the ride should fit into that pocket, not force a new one. That's a big old school lesson right there. The break is the star, the ride is there to frame it. Now set up a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. Put your ride sample into simpler in one-shot mode. For this kind of jungle texture, I want a ride that has character. Shorter is usually better. A little trashy is good. A sample that feels sampled, not polished, tends to sit much more naturally in the style. Inside simpler, trim away any dead air at the start. Keep the sustain at zero. Use a short release, maybe somewhere around 50 to 180 milliseconds depending on the sample. Don't force the pitch too far. You want the sample to live in the mix, not turn into some weird bright metal whistle. If the tail is too long, use the fade controls rather than chopping it harshly. That keeps it musical. A nice advanced trick is to duplicate the ride pad and make a second version with a slightly different start point or a tiny transpose change. Keep that second layer very low. You're not stacking a huge cymbal wall. You're just adding a bit of metal complexity, so the ride feels less static and more alive. Now let's shape the sound with a simple drum bus style chain. Start with EQ8. High pass the ride somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz to clean out any low mid junk. If it's harsh, find the annoying zone somewhere around 4.5 to 7k Hz and pull it down a couple of dB. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to make it smooth and polite. We're trying to make it usable. After EQ, add drum bus. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15%, and leave boom off or very low. This is where you can add some density and a bit of grit. If the ride needs more attitude, follow that with saturator and turn soft clip on. Just a small amount of drive can make it feel more like it belongs in an old school kit. The main thing to remember is that rides in DNB need to cut, but they cannot flatten the groove. If you overcompress them or saturate them into mush, you lose the transient edge that helps them read against dense breaks and bass movement. Now for the pattern itself. Don't program a straight cymbal loop and call it a day. Think in phrases. Think in response. Think in movement across 1, 2, 4, and 8 bars. A strong jungle ride often lands on the off beats, or it answers the snare rather than replacing it. A good starting point is placing hits on the end of 2 and the end of 4. Then add a quieter pickup before a snare, or leave a gap before a turnaround so the next hit feels bigger. That spacing is where the groove lives. Use velocity to make the part breathe. Main hits can sit around 90 to 120. Support hits can sit in the 55 to 85 range. Ghost accents can be really low, around 30 to 50. That difference is important. If every hit has the same velocity, the ride becomes a flat loop, and flat loops do not belong in jungle. Jungle needs gesture. A very practical approach is to build a one-bar motif first, then duplicate it out to 4 bars. After that, make only 1 or 2 changes every couple of bars. Maybe 1 extra accent. Maybe 1 missing hit. Maybe 1 small fill at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. That's enough. You want the listener to feel progression, not a totally new idea every bar. Now lock the ride to the break with Groove Pool. This is one of the easiest ways to make the ride feel like it belongs. Grab the groove from the break clip or use a swing that matches the break's feel, then apply that to the ride MIDI. But keep the strength moderate. Around 40 to 75% is usually plenty. If you overquantize or overswing it, the ride can start feeling disconnected from the rest of the drum kit. And here's a useful detail. Slightly offsetting the ride clip by a few ticks can create a subtle push-pull against the break, without changing the notes at all. That tiny imperfection can make the part feel played rather than pasted in. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the ride becomes more than just a loop. You want different ride states. At minimum, make an intro version, a drop version, and a switch-up version. The intro should be filtered and restrained. It should suggest energy, not reveal everything. The drop version should be fuller, dirtier, and more present. The switch-up version can have one extra accent, a small fill, or a reversed hit to create a little surprise. For the intro, high pass the ride harder, maybe somewhere around 600 Hz up to 1.2 kHz, so it gives motion without giving away the full cymbal body. Then, as you move into the drop, bring the tone back down and restore the full ride energy. That contrast is powerful. It makes the drop feel bigger without having to add more drums. You can automate EQ8, saturator drive, auto filter cutoff, and even subtle reverb if you're using a send. If you want the ride to feel like it's opening up over 8 bars, automate a slow rise in brightness or a slight increase in density. That kind of phrasing is a classic DNB move. It feels like the track is breathing. Another very useful technique is resampling. Print 4 or 8 bars of the ride while the processing chain is active. Then chop that audio and rework it. You can reverse one hit for a transition, shorten a tail, or ride the clip gain to create more natural dynamics. Resampling often makes the ride feel more like part of the record and less like a clean sample pack loop. If you want even more grit, resample through a slightly dirtier chain. EQ8 to clean out mud, saturator for soft clip, drum bus for bite, and maybe a tiny bit of echo on a send if you want a shadow tail. Keep it subtle. The idea is texture, not obvious delay. Stereo control matters too. Even though a ride is a high-frequency element, it can still mess with clarity if it gets too wide or too fizzy. Keep the main ride mostly center-focused or only mildly wide. Use utility to check mono compatibility. If the sample has too much side noise, reduce the width or trim the sides a little with EQ8 in mid-side mode. The reason this matters is simple. Your sub and kick need the center lane, and the ride should energize the top without stealing space. And this is a good moment for a teacher-style reality check. Always test the ride in context. Solo can lie to you. A ride that sounds exciting by itself might be way too bright once the bass and brake are back in. So mute the bass, listen. Then bring the bass back and listen again. The real test is the full groove. Now, a few advanced ideas that can make the part feel more alive. You can create a ghost ride layer that only triggers around certain snares or fills. Keep it filtered and quiet so it reads like extra motion rather than a separate instrument. You can also build a two-tone ride system. One brighter ride for the drop, one darker ride for the intro, same rhythm, different tone. That's an easy way to make the arrangement feel like it evolves. A subtle flam at the end of every 4 or 8 bars can work beautifully too. Just a tiny double hit, with the second one softer or slightly late. That gives you a lift into the loop reset. And if you want the ride to feel more reactive, use conditional density. In one pass, leave a gap. In the next pass, fill that gap with a quiet hit. That kind of variation keeps the groove from feeling mechanical. One more strong move is automation-driven mute toggles. Let the ride disappear for one bar before the drop, or before a turnaround, and then bring it back in. That absence makes the return hit harder than simply turning the level up. And finally, remember the big picture. In jungle and old school DNB, the ride should support the brake, sharpen the silhouette, and help the arrangement move. It should not become the main event. If your ride is too loud, too shiny, too straight, or too wide, pull it back. The best ride parts in this style are felt as much as they are heard. So here's the workflow to take away. Start with the brake. Build a short, sample-based ride in Simpler. Shape it with EQ8, drum bus, and saturator. Program it with phrase logic, not a straight loop. Use velocities and slight timing imperfections. Lock it loosely to the brake with groove pool. Make intro, drop, and switch up versions. Resample when you want a more organic, printed texture. Check mono, check context, and keep the brake as the identity. If you do that, your ride will stop sounding like a cymbal and start sounding like momentum. And that's exactly the kind of detail that makes a DNB track feel expensive, urgent, and properly alive.